Hello, thank you very much for being here to learn today about bitakon. And I have a postscript from a couple times ago about relationship and family situations. As I was reviewing, and it occurred to me there's a Mishnah in Avos that really needs to be examined in this context. And today's topic is going to be about how Hashem helps us do mitzvos, and we really need to rely on Hashem for assistance, even in spiritual matters. But before that, as I said, I have a parting word for now about something we spoke about recently in Maseches Avos, Perek Gimel, and in this version, it's Mishnah Yud Zayin. It's a little bit elusive idea, a mashal about a tree. And let's read what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah told us. Hu haya omer, who Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah used to say. And we all know this Mishnah, but I have understood it for the first time better than I ever did, Baruch Hashem. And by the way, this is VOD number 91, Baruch Hashem, Le'ayin Hara. I want to thank again Jake Wyman and Mr. Mitch Green for their absolute dedication, which is remarkable. Thank you so much. So Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah used to say, Kol shechachmaso merubo mimasav, any person whose wisdom supersedes or is more than his actions. This is already sounds kind of abstract. The person has more wisdom than actions. What does that mean? That means, according to one shot, that the person who learns a lot, maybe, but does not fulfill what the person learns. That's what it means, that his wisdom is more than his actions. I know a lot, but I don't necessarily fulfill it. Lamahu doma, to what does he compare it? Le'ilon, it's like a tree, sha'anafav merubin, that has many branches. Now, already you can perceive that wisdom, and let me say branches of wisdom, literally, that refers to the chachma. Those are the branches. He has a lot of branches. B'sharasha mu'atin, but not very many roots. So picture this tree. This is a disproportionate creation here, where it has lots of branches, very heavy, but a very small, flimsy foundation because the roots are not very many. Because the actions of a mitzvot are the roots. That's what grounds us, it holds us stable, and it balances us. Haruach ba. So what happens? What happens to a person whose actions are not so numerous, but the person has lots of wisdom, so much that the person doesn't fulfill it, doesn't even try necessarily to fulfill it? What happens when a very strong wind comes? And don't worry, this will have everything to do with bitachon. Ruach ba, and the wind comes along, v'okraso, and uproots it, v'ofachto al panav, and turns it over on its face. Meaning, what happens is it topples. Why? Because the tree is not rooted sufficiently in the ground. That is the mashal. We know that with high winds, trees blow down sometimes. If there are many branches and not so many roots, that's inevitably going to happen. In fact, when I was growing up in Monticello, New York, on Erev Pesach one year, we had a crabapple tree and we had a major snowstorm on Erev Pesach in Monticello, New York. And we heard a thunderous, booming, loud noise. And yes, in fact, the tree had come tumbling down. That tree had a history, which we could also use as a mashal. That tree had been weak and had been dying, and my grandfather, Zichrono Livracha, he had filled a big hole in the middle with, I think, concrete or cement. He was an expert at many things, and that definitely seemed to keep the tree alive, kind of, for longer. But one day, Erev Pesach, that was the end of that tree, and it fell down next to our house. And this is like what the Mishnah is saying here. Apparently, the root system of the tree was not powerful enough. It wasn't well founded. It wasn't deep enough to hold that tree. What's the nimshal? A person who has lots of wisdom. Picture the branches at the top as the person's brain. Very heavy in the brain power. Lots of amassed knowledge. But the person's actions have left something to be desired. The person does not perform according to what the person knows. Then the wisdom will not last. The tree comes toppling down. Ein chochmasum is kayemes. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk Vav, Orur haGever asher yiftach ba'adam. Now, something peculiar happens in this Mishnah suddenly. First, it's talking about one topic. The topic is a person who really knows a lot, but doesn't follow suit with his or her actions. And then suddenly it talks about a person trusting in people. And it says, this is the actual personality we're discussing here. The person who has tons of chachma, but not enough actions. That is either a symptom of or a cause for trusting in people, not in Hashem. So it says, Orer ha'adam, cursed be the person, asher yiftach ba'adam, who's going to place one's trust in people. Now let's get something straight right away. The word Aror, it means cursed be that person. Are we placing a curse on someone who trusts too much in people? I heard from my Rebbeim in Yeshiva, Aror is a lashon of or. Or like the word me'era. We sometimes find it in Mishnah, tavo me'era. A me'era should come. What is a me'era? A me'era is an enlightenment. Enlightenment? I thought this is a curse. Almost the opposite. Ah, because it's a euphemism. That's one shot. It's so objectionable. It's so counterproductive to trust in people that to use a regular word for a curse isn't even enough. You have to say arur. A euphemistic way of saying, oh, the person should be enlightened, like Tavo Me'era. We don't even want to say how unfortunate a person is if the person places his or her trust, is totally invested in the survival of all relationships to their perfection, and that people should deliver and always be there for me. That we know is not what Hashem wants from us. Yes, we can love people, and we can trust them and put some degree of trust and dependency on them, but that is not supposed to be. It's not fair to either one that we should totally trust in that person. Not fair to the person being trusted in, and not fair to the person who's putting his trust in other human beings, like doctors or professionals or advisors or experts. So the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, Perek Yizayin Pasuk Vav, Arur, very much cursed, or we should put in enlightenment. That person should be enlightened, like the word or, me'era. It's also another explanation. Instead of it just being a euphemism, like the opposite way of saying cursed, it's also something more than that. It's like a tefillah almost, that the person should be enlightened. The person should see light, how it doesn't make sense to put all one's stakes in other people. Orur ha-gever she'yivtach ba'adam, who will trust in people, b'sam basar zroo, and will place flesh, flesh and blood, human beings as his strength. Don't think that our power comes from humans. I mean, Hashem yosro libo. And automatically, when a person does that, he will remove his heart from Hashem. By the way, this is that tree whose roots are insufficient to hold its weight, and the branches are so heavy that it gets toppled in the wind. That's the one whose chachma is more than his ma'aseh, as we said before. And that person will be ka'ar or ba'arava. What on earth is that? The Pasuk in Yirmiyah says that a person who trusts in people too much become like an aror ba'arava. That means a lone tree, and it's also bare of leaves. It's growing in the desert or the wilderness. Not very fruitful and productive, to say the least. Productivity is diminished and limited when we place too much trust in people, when we expect too much from people. Now, I was thinking to myself, this is really ironic. The population of the world, I checked, is about 8 billion people. The Pasuk in Yirmiyah is saying that if a person places his or her trust and expectations in 8 billion people, the person will be all alone. Does that sound like it makes sense? There's so many people out there I can trust in. How could I be an Aror Ba'arava? I'll end up alone? Yep, that's the answer. Because you can have 8 billion people out there, and I can have people close to me even, but if I expect too much from them and I lean too heavily on them, then I will be all alone because I'll never be satisfied. I'll never be happy. That's what this mission is telling us. We know it reminds me of the Pasuk in Koheles. Shlomo HaMelech said, Ki adam echad me'elef matzasi v'isha b'chol eile lo matzasi. Now, one of the Rishonim says, what is he talking about? What's this thousand? Shlomo HaMelech was saying, if you look in Rashi, the Ibn Ezra, Rishonim and Koheles, one or both of them says the following, he had 1,000 relationships. He had some hilakshim. Those are a type of wife that a melech would have at that time. And then he had others who were wives. He had 300 of one, 700 of another. And he said, V'isha b'chol eile lo matzasi. Because I have so many close relationships, I have not one. He's trying to tell us, obviously, that ideally a man should only have one wife. But that's not the main topic here. This is also an insight for our inyan. Because when we have too many to depend on, too many who depend on us, too much heaviness and emphasis on relationships, too much intensity, then we end up with nothing. We end up like an arava, like a tree that's alone. Ironically, with all those people around, water all around, not a drop to drink. So what should I do? We already know what I should do. We trust in Hashem and the people around us, even with the closest relationships, our shluchim of Hashem. Yes, we love them and cherish them and devote ourselves to them and invest everything we can. But we have to realize that is not Hashem. Hashem is the one who sends these people to be part of my life. So we continuing about the person who has more wisdom than actions. Remember, that's the ones whose branches are so heavy on top. And still, we haven't totally connected it, but you'll see. To this inyan of bitachon. I mean, we can read a Mishnah like this. We can look at what the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said. Then we can see the pasuk the Mishnah brings and say to ourselves, I don't see what he said has anything to do with the pasuk. Does anybody know what it has to do with it yet? Because so far he said, a person has more wisdom than actions, so that's like the tree that's top heavy, and it won't stand up to a wind. Okay, we understand that. That's the way that trees work. And then he tells us, that's like the person trusting in Hashem. Huh? All right, we'll talk about that soon. Below Yireh, Kiyavo Tov. Oh, this is important. There are people who live without noticing how much good is in their lives. That tree that's by itself will not see when good will come. Even when it rains, it doesn't even sense that there's any change for the good because the tree is out there by itself in the wilderness. Nimshol, the person is kind of living all alone because it is depending too much on people, is disappointed at people and angry at people. So therefore, it doesn't even see goodness when it comes along. And there's so much good to see. And if we would accentuate that and emphasize it, then I think we'd probably smile more and be happier. Bishtachan Chararim Bamidbar. The pasuk in Yirmiyah continues. What else does this tree do? The one that's alone out there. It's in a place that's desolate and destroyed, and it's parched from the heat of the sun that's constantly burning in the wilderness and the desert. Eretz Malecha, it's like a land that doesn't produce fruits because it's like it's being planted with salt. Below Seishev, and also you don't find settlement there because it's in the wilderness. The person, this tree is all by itself. So let's just take stock of what we just said. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah told us a person who has more wisdom than actions, the person who learns a lot but doesn't fulfill them, that person is like a tree that has numerous heavy branches and not enough roots, and the wind comes and blows it down. The person who trusts, it brings the pasuk now, who trusts only in people and in effort and in things that are physical and in one's own capabilities, is like this tree. It's going to make sense now, because this person who has more wisdom than actions, he might know about it. He knows what's out there to learn. That's what it means. His chachma is more than his actions, but he doesn't do something with it. He doesn't implement a behavior plan of how to trust only in Hashem. So what happens is winds come and blow the person over. What does that mean? The person is easily blown over. What are we learning from the pasuk in Yirmiyah? How not to be. I should not be blown over so easily. I shouldn't be devastated and disappointed, disenchanted. I shouldn't be upset and uptight about things. But if I am easily, I need to work on this meetup. I'm telling myself, I need to work on the meetup of things that really blow me over. I'm not supposed to be turned inside out so easily, because then I'm like the tree. And I might know how I'm supposed to act. Maybe that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is saying. I have the chachma, let's say. I learned about it, that it makes sense to trust in Hashem and have emunah and simcha. But if I don't implement it, I don't play the part by acting it out, meaning being the person I'm supposed to be, continuing in Avodas Hashem with enthusiasm, then I don't have enough roots to hold me in the ground. When the winds come along, when the tzaros, chas v'shalom, come along, the challenges that don't have to be tzaros, I have a way, yes, I can validate the difficult feelings, but I can work through everything. If I work through it, then I will have that root system. And that's the next part of the Mishnah. Aval, says Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, kol shamasav merubin mechachmaso. I think this will crystallize more what this has to do with bitachon. The person whose actions are more than his wisdom. What does that mean? The simple pshat is his main ambition, his aspiration, is to do. It's to perform. It's to be consistent. It's the carbon tamid. To have mayasim that are so well rooted in the ground, therefore that person will be fulfilling what he or she knows, that there is a need, and there's a privilege to have bitachon, and that it says in the Torah, lo tira mehem, don't be afraid. Yes, I know that, and I will fulfill that. I'll fulfill it even more than my chachma. What do I mean, more than my chachma? It says, masav merubin mechachmaso. I might not know everything. What do you mean the person's actions supersede or are more than his wisdom, more than his awareness of why Hashem does things? I don't know why Hashem does everything. That's a mystery. I don't need to know why. We know why by most things, but some things are mysterious. If I act as a good person, I perform, I do Torah and mitzvos, meruven mechachmaso, even more than what I understand. It's like naseh v'nishma. It's the same thing. That's the hallmark of B'nai Yisrael. That's our success. Our hallmark is that we can do, even if we don't totally get it, like nishma, I don't hear, I don't understand fully. That's okay. That's totally fine. But am I going to perform? Am I going to do? Am I going to accomplish? Of course I'm going to. As long as I'm here and breathing, I'm alive. So that person who's masav merubin mechachmaso, who performs so much, and the main idea is to keep going to be an Eved Hashem. Lamahu Doma, what is that person compared to? I bet you guessed it. What does that tree look like? That's correct. Very robust, brutal root system. Le'ilon sha'anafav muatin v'sharashav merubin. That person, says Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, is like a tree that doesn't have as many branches. Maybe I don't have it all in my brain. That's the top of the tree, the brain. I don't have a brain full of understanding everything. I don't get everything. Some things are mysterious. Many things are mysterious. But Shrashav Merubin, but I am well rooted. I have a stronghold. And that is that while I'm here on earth, the Torah is my stronghold. And mitzvos, tafilu kol haruchos shebaolam, that even if all the winds in the world, ba'os v'noshvos bo, they come and they blow against that tree. This tree doesn't have so many branches. That means it might not have all the chachma in the world, but it sure has a powerful root system. Ein mezizos oso mimakomo. Nothing can blow me over because I'm going to do my best to hold my own. And if there's a storm, I'll ride it out. I'll validate. I'll acknowledge this is not simple. This is a challenge. This is difficult, whatever it is. But I know that I'm going to wait out the storm and do the best I can. And my tree, that's myself. I'm still going to be standing. That's the person who has Maisim Tovim. That's the person who is Adam Nifal Kafif Hu'olosav, who continues to perform day in and day out, to be there as possible for one's relatives, and of course for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu was called B'chol Beisi Ne'amanu. What kind of servant is a Ne'amanu? We say a bias Ne'aman. I can depend. I can be depended on. That's, and Hashem can depend on me. That's what a Ne'aman means. I'm supposed to be Ne'aman. That Hashem can depend on me, that if I feel well enough, I'll be at that minyan. I'll be early. I'll be the first 10 people in shul. I'll have my talis and tefillin on before. I will try to have kavanah in davening the best I can, even if it's only a few words of Shmoneh Esrei because I'm so distracted. But that's better than zero. A person who has lots of maisim tovim, those are the roots. The person is rooted very well. The person is anchored in this world properly with mitzvos and Torah and Yiras Shemayim. That means the person works so hard day in and day out to be close to Hashem. Nothing will be able to destroy me as long as I'm here. Nothing will push me over, whether it's what we call deos and hashpos zaros, ideologies, ideas, influences that are anti-Torah. I have bitachon. We know that bitachon is that firmness, that consistency that I work on each day. Nothing is able to move me out of place. Shenemar, and then the very, very famous pasuk, the next one in Yirmiyahu Perek Yud Zayin. This is pasuk Ches. And we know the pasuk already, but it needs chazora. I'm reviewing it for myself. Baruch HaGever. Blessed is the person. He's blessed. Oh, what's the word baruch? We've said it many times. Like a brecha. It's a pool of blessing the person has. The person can drink from this reservoir of bountiful positivity. That's what baruch means. It's a brecha. It's a pool. That person, Asher Yiftach Bashem. Why is he called the Gever? Perhaps because they're having to do with Gevura. This is the real, it's a Gavra, they say. My Rebbe used to say in Yeshiva, my name is Rebbe, be a Gavra. You have to be strong. Try to hold your own. Asher Yiftach Bashem. Vayo Hashem Yiftacho. Hashem will be the person's trust. But what is the person compared to? That tree, who is well anchored and rooted and stable as much as possible. When we have stability and we try our best to remain stable, it influences everyone around us as well. Bahaya, that person will be ki eit shasul amayim, like a tree that is planted at water, right at the water. V'al yuval, and over the river of water, yishalach shorashav, that person will send his roots. We can influence others positively if we have a positive attitude. And he won't even see when the heat will come. What does that mean for our purposes? It's not like the tree we talked about before. The one that's alone because the person was trying to trust in people and found no satisfaction from it. And it was alone and therefore was only in a desolate, parched area. This tree we're talking about, the one who trusts in Hashem, the exact opposite. Lo yira kiyobo chol, won't even see or notice, will be oblivious to the negative things in the world regarding how they'll affect this person, even if he or she knows about them. Bahaya alehu ranon, and the leaves of this tree, this person's productivity, whatever the person does, the Torah and mitzvos, it'll be like fresh leaves. Uvishnas batzores lo yidag. And the person will not worry, just like this tree that's so fertile. It has a water source right near it, a brecha. In a year of scarcity or famine or drought, lo yidag, will not worry. There's no need to worry. It doesn't help anything anyway, and it only helps when we have bitachon. It improves the situation. Why? Because this tree has water. It's planted on water. It's well-rooted. This is the person who's well-rooted in bitachon. And will not stop, will never hold back from producing fruit, from being fruitful, and from being productive. So the reason I wanted to do this mishnah, which takes us to our last 5 minutes, was as a postscript, as I told you, for relationship, that if we trust in Hashem, then we're never alone. We don't even know that. We don't need to know and don't know all the bad things that happen in the world out there. We were talking about it over Purim. It says about Esther Hamalka, Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Davara. We don't need to be privy and knowledgeable about everything that's going on in the world. We have to do what Avraham Avinu said, Ani Betume Elech, when the Satan tried to stop him from the Akedah. We have Akedos from time to time. We have Nisyonos. We have challenges. I once had a challenging situation in Yeshiva. And I think I told you this. One of the Rebbeim said to me, he said, this is your Akedah. But Avraham Avinu, the Satan came and tried to sway him in all different directions. Those are the distractions we have in life, from relationship problems, from parnasa challenges. Sometimes it's health, chas v'shalom. Ani b'tumi eilech. I will go in my innocence. You could be a little bit naive. We don't have to know every single minutia that's going on out there in the events in the world. We do need to know what the current events are. The current events is, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Rashi says, Tosfos say, the Rosh says, you notice it's present tense? That's the current events. So what we have to realize is that if we still were well-rooted and balanced in our Maitim Tovim, and our branches might be fewer, the branches that represent the Chochmah. We might not know everything, but Shomer Mitzvah L'Yeda Davarab. Esther Amalka didn't even know when the decree was promulgated against the Jews on the 13th of Nisan. She was busy with a mitzvah, Shomer Mitzvah. She was busy getting rid of Chametz, Chazal tell her. She didn't even know the current events. They had to come tell her. Okay, fine. So as Baruch Halevi Epstein points out, nothing got messed up in the Purim story because she wasn't listening to the news. They came and told her what she needed to know. That's the same thing here. We should keep a clear vision between us and Hashem. We should be locked onto that path, which is to always be with Hashem. And that's what that tree is all about, the one we talked about in Maseches Avos. We're going to have a short introduction to the next section, and this is going to be what's a HaBitachon HaRavi. In our last 2 minutes, the Aruch HaTzadikim tells us it's Be'inyan Chiyuv HaLev. It's the obligations of the heart. So this is going to be a new topic, but we like to start it so we'll be ready to jump really into it next week in Ritz Hashem. It has to do with the obligation of the heart. What is the heart? It's the seat of desire and emotion. Sha'adam miyached libo, that a person needs to be ready to unify and dedicate and direct one's heart, one's thoughts, but especially one's emotions and aspirations and desires toward Hashem. So we know we have the moach and we have the lev. And we know that the king of the Evarim is really the head that has the brain in it. That's the moach. And that's why the brain, when it has a conflict with the heart, we always say this, when the intellect has a conflict with the emotions, our emotions pull us one way and our intellect pulls us another way. Yes, we have to synthesize intellect and emotions. That's our job in life every single day. But what if there is a standoff between them? So then we have to usually go with the one that's higher in the body, and that's going to be the brain. However, the Aruch HaTzadikim is going to tell us that we certainly have to harness our emotions and direct them right, correctly in the right path, and of course, merge them and use them, utilize them to enhance our Avodas Hashem. And when we join forces between our brain and our heart, then we're really able to have a full picture and the proper perspective of how to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avodas Hashem every single day. So in Mirat Hashem, we're going to learn that we need bitachon in order to do the mitzvos and to learn Torah, because there's a challenge to being able to do that. And we have that every day. But if we have the proper bitachon, then Hashem is going to definitely assist us in doing all that. Davening with kavanah, keeping the mitzvos, especially ben adam nachavero. Those are the really difficult ones. And let's remember that it says in Megillas Esther, and it's still Adar, and Adar and Nisan, and there's still Simcha, Ish dereyehu matanos le'avyonim. Just like the month of Elul is Ish dereyehu matanos le'avyonim, that's Aleph Lamed above Lamed, that's in the Megillas Esther also. It's a special time for us to work on relationships, as we talked about today, not depending too much on people, but being a good person to all of the people we're related to and close with, and even not close with, but ultimately trusting in Hashem alone. Have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for joining us.